And there's no other insurance in here anymore, so that has to go through there.
Hey, you're okay.
Probably blanket coverage.
Is that still with Matt Hunter?
I don't know. Okay, ask me.
The insurance, who's it with?
Summit.
Summit.
Good.
And,
okay.
And the legal PP recreation fees, et cetera.
Yeah, that's legal is a lot of the foreclosure costs from the attorneys last
year. That's a lot of money we spent for not getting very much.
Yeah, yeah, because we couldn't get anything if they went into bankruptcy.
Right.
Or
right.
What do we do with those guys if they go into bankruptcy with them? They lose them their property anyways?
Well, we can foreclose on them if they don't pay. But as far as the bankruptcy charge goes, that's all I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
If you,
how somebody
we did it in board back on our chase back home, is we put the, you know, the lien on the property.
We have a lien.
Okay, so if that property
if
bankruptcy forces a sale, the new owner has to pay up that funds and assume the
right.
Right. That's the normal way. That's what it costs up front. So we have to. So we need to still budget some in because I think you're going to end up with more. So we better have.
Times are in front of us.
Let's put, let's put 3,000 in there just because.
You're going to see it. Times are tough upon a lot of people.
Hope not, but that might be a good case.
Oh, do
you
want to go back to the bank and
merchant
people
or something?
What did you
want to know? Okay, we need to know where all the bank merchant fees are. You've got bank service charges.
Bank service charges are state bank of funding. You saw bank merchant fees are, that's the credit card.
The credit card. Yeah, but where do you put the income for that?
The income?
Oh, you said you charge them $15.
Well, $25, that's the reservation fee.
No.
No, the cost.
What are you charging them for using their credit card?
Well,
are you
expensive?
That would be back up in the, in the income up here under
your what?
It's automatic in the book.
Interest income or miscellaneous income?
Look,
have
you
one of
those,
Tim?
Over other expense category.
No, but where the income that comes in
off.
Probably miscellaneous income. I
gotta look
though.
You did that turn back to a question. Because
there you go.
763
is an income as an average, she's saying. And we're paying out.
Interesting.
And we're paying out $763. So it's a break even.
Right, which it should be, but $400.
Actually, we'll make it more because she says we only have $226 so far. We don't know if the end of them will be this year, $500, and they brought in $700. Well, that was 3 year average. I don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. But it should break even.
Okay. I don't have it for
2012.
I don't have
a number. Let's do something else. Management
fee.
You like that there. Well, that would be not stay the same.
Payroll service.
Or if you go up. Payroll services.
Who's doing that?
It goes under credit card fee.
The income?
No, we're starting out of payroll services. What's payroll services?
Payroll services is $10 a month.
How do we get to, then we don't need 200. It should all be 120.
Yes, $10 a month.
Well,
before,
no, $20 a month. I'm sorry, 20 because there's two paychecks.
It's 240.
That should be 240. How else can we help pay the rest of the expenses? They should.
Printing and postage.
Do
you want to go back and catch those two that we missed?
We just did. So
the
35
on the bank service charges.
No,
yeah.
I think we own wells expense.
Oh, okay.
35.
35.
I think the last year we budgeted 9,600. Now we're dropped down to 8,400.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Why 35?
Okay.
How do we average 8,400?
Are we going to want 84 or less this next year? Do we modify that?
Well,
When is that for?
Okay, well, wait a minute. We paid her $8,492.
Okay.
Then $8,400, and we haven't paid her the last bit yet for this year.
No.
So we're at $8,400 now.
No, no, that was for your end, sorry. $8,400, is that correct, Linda?
Last year,
she was
at 96.
Oh, then we must not be. We must just be just September then.
Right, because we don't have the last update.
Yeah, we need to update that.
So it should be 96.
Yeah, that's right now. Okay.
I was concerned last year. I think Linda's been doing some of the minutes, and this month, the minutes she didn't do or something.
She wasn't here last.
She do benefits in the future?
She still do for last month. You haven't been done yet.
I took off the phone, but who said they were typing them up?
Said I'd help you on that, but I never got them. So.
Okay. All right. Okay, what happened at the annual meeting, at the meeting at the annual meeting, is that I have said that the point is the secretary had done the minutes. The secretary on the board always did the minutes. And the board had asked me to do the minutes for the last 2 years, and I was doing the minutes. But I asked if you wanted to do that, and Sean said, yeah, the secretary's already done that on the board, and so that was where it was left. And of course, I said, if I do it, I'll write the notes, but I don't have time to cycle for all the minutes.
And they said, if you can read them, we'll cycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, not just for one meeting. I got to do it for all year. I work too many hours a day.
Every
week.
I thought that was for a year.
No, heck no. I can't help for everything.
All right, well, if I...
it's so the 135 shows the 9600?
Yes.
And then down to line 43, do we increase that for some additional help? Do we need to have more help?
I'll clarify what you said in a minute. I am sorry, I'm not here. You're a secretary.
I know, but I don't agree with you because I don't have time, but I'll have to make plans for that. So I don't have to have time.
Do you? If we're saying Linda to do it, then Linda should do it.
I'm thinking of Linda not, then Linda has time to do it.
I would appreciate her doing it.
The board should identify their employees and what they want the employees to do, and then
Linda's done them in the past, right?
I did them for 2 years. I haven't done them the whole time I've been with. And that putting you over, like, your hour. Do we do, like, the hourly thing with you? Like,
no, it's a monthly thing. Yeah, it's $800.
But you have to figure out how many hours of a month that would be, and are you over that now?
Well, it can go either way. It's different each month because there's a management fee. So
some months are heavier than others.
Yeah. Exactly. Next month, I don't get paid enough. Because I'll be doing assessments and a lot of things. Money will be coming in.
I'm just saying right now, is it average out for you, or is it putting more hours on you that we should be paying for? Are you still within the cut?
I'd rather not do the minutes and not get a raise than do the minutes and get a raise.
Mark will tell you how much time he spent. It's a lot of time to do the minutes. But if you want me to do them, I will do them. I just brought it up at that meeting saying that historically the secretary that was on the board was the one that kept the minutes. And on any other board that I've seen, that's the way it works. And that's what the discussion was this day after the annual meeting. So that's a...
And then, Shauna? Well, I'll do the minutes. But if you criticize my minutes, I'm going to kick your butt.
Okay,
I'll do the best I can. There's not going to be.
Okay, what do we have here? Oh, printing and postage?
That has, of course, postage has gone up, and that was quite a lot this year.
We've got one more demo, and I think it's 44 cents on how many 160 members that get mailing.
And I tried to reduce that.
It's going up.
Do we have one of those machines that does the...
No. Yeah. You know, I just gave post office, but I've tried to reduce it by doing, for instance, emailings and things like that rather than going to...
Who has one of those meters? Who has a meter machine that can do it?
I did. Don't go with the meters. They cost $50 a month to just sit there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I meant if somebody else had a machine, if they would let you...
I gave up my postage meter years ago because it was costing me more every month than it was for me to just get stamps and stick them on.
The
post office will not let you own a postage meter. You have to lease it.
Okay, good idea. Okay, so we figure out. So you figure out it's going to be about 800 then? Okay.
And really, the only thing that we're obligated to mail is the bill, I think, with the newsletter, but the other newsletters can be totally emailed.
What we've done is we've emailed all of the newsletters, and then I send a newsletter out to those people that don't have email because there's
that's
people
good.
That don't have to get done. But in that way, I've tried to reduce both printing and postage that way. And sending people to our website has been really good to eliminate that. But there is still, all of our bills have to go up by mail. I mean, I guess I could email bills.
Yeah. No, it's better to put them in the mail.
Yeah. That's what I did, too. Right. So
leave that up here, moving on.
And then these here, this is all in that, too, printing that you have. So, I mean, that's all part of it.
Security, and that's just a ballpark figure for you. We want to pay more in, and what about maintaining the ones we have that adhere with Teflon or blah, 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 blah. And they answer more about that than I did. And you guys might chill out.
You know what? Ben was kind of taking care of it.
Yeah, Ben was a camera.
I don't know if he had plans on doing any more. I don't think we really use what we have. We didn't like that. We should really use them. Other than like keys and locks,
Wrap it this year to $100.
Yeah.
Website maintenance. Is Melinda not doing it? Is Melinda still doing it?
No, there's no charge on that.
So we have a new one.
That's
Van.
Oh, Van. You know, I don't know if you want to crack it totally because we might have something that Vance can't do on that she'll need this.
And she has, we've run into that one or two, or twice, and she's just going to check if she gets anything.
So I did half of what it was for the 3-year average just for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Office supplies.
Okay, that's for Linda.
That's paper and ink and
folders
and...
On page 3 on that other deal that I suggested, I'm having a really difficult time even getting on my computer because the switching the power over for the first year, the computer goes on a circuit protector. There really is no point in putting a circuit protector on this whole system, but switching the power over really fried the computer. We've taken it in to the computer guy. At $90 a piece, trying to get it fixed. The battery's shot. Want to get a budget for it. You know, I had a thought of, because my kids have a game on there that they love to play, of me putting in $100 for a new computer and budgeting in $400 or $500 for it. Sometimes it's really difficult to even get on the email. A lot of times I just leave the computer off. But the computer, I don't know how old it is. And it's,
no, it's slow.
It's really kind of a nuisance. But that would be, I think, under office supplies.
I know we can pick up a good refurbished laptop from HP on their site.
Yeah, I think I bought mine last year at Black Friday for $300 or $400.
Yeah, they have Black Friday is a good time.
Oh, and could we budget that, please?
But it is not a washing cost. go up that to
1,000.
Yeah. If you put an asterisk, if you could put an asterisk on these, so like next year when we say, why $1,000 for all?
Well, I got a little more than this.
That's a good spreadsheet. I would suggest that you don't engage with things like that. This was like a learning thing. It wasn't a huge deal. But, it was just something small. But okay. Basically, you just check email and let it.
Yeah,
I think that's all it was.
The other thing I try not to do with this one is go to eBay or places like that. I go on my personal one if I'm doing that. It's the stuff that comes back. So.
Crop management.
Okay, crop management.
And I'll learn the heavy stuff. Heavy stuff? Yeah, I don't even have a ballpark to put in there. So that's where a few guys that know the farming and stuff would have to
or probably run a fish.
I really, if I could add my 2 cents on this, I think, you know, a lot of the 400 acres needs to be mowed off. That's a given. That's kind of no expense other than fuel costs. I think we really need to sit down with the state or with Dirk or with Dale and see, they planted oats and triticale, and that came up and then died off, and then there's, the well field, they planted something else, and it keeps coming back. We really need to sit and see what's
it coming back? What is it? Is it anything
useful to graze.
Micrograzing.
I mean, if we had a harvester, we could have harvested some serious product there. But really looking at, do we want to seed with something that we could harvest, or if we want to seed like a four-way, that's a good range mix. A lot of that's going to cost money, but I don't know if the rest of the board understands what are we going to put in the ground.
That depends on what we can do with water.
Right, that's made of water.
We've got having water, which is a good thing.
I think they're talking about pumping water.
We've got a lot of water
in the water depth. Well, would you irrigate it or would you sprinkle it?
We can comfortably sprinkle it.
Well, we have that one bottle of sprinklers, don't we?
There again, if we're doing something like that, there's programs with the government. They'll kick in. You've all gone up Johnson Canyon. Lately, you know all that sprinkling.
Okay, now you're right saying how that one because I just hate the government.
Yeah. All that stuff I was put in there on that
McElfrey's
plate is all under. He's my neighbor in Vegas. It's all put underneath the grant.
Can't do it. Don't do it.
I just wanted to throw that out there. As far as I think it's good to have a number for C, but when we go to do it, I think we should be cautious on what we throw into the cuts. I think it could be a waste of money before we can do anything. I hate to throw $5,000 in the ground every year and have this waste of that stuff that kochia that was supposed to be in those two fields that I don't even know if it's coming up at all. I don't know how much that cost. I think it's a lot. But it was just kind of wasted. If we do decide to do something, I think we should really look into it.
They just said crested wheat. What's wrong with crested wheat? What can you do with crested wheat?
Cowpeas.
Like that's
what
like
cow feed that
unless you want to go ahead and put it in and harvest the seed.
Cowpeas that comes back every year. And it looks beautiful. And it's pretty I mean,
that crested was beautiful. It was.
And that's what kind of cattle eat. We can't have a thrasher if you're going to harvest the wheat, but we have a thrasher.
We had people that came in, and this is they also made money. This is after it all said and done. This is income that came in after we had helicopters flying, spraying. We had all sorts of stuff going on here, and we made money at the end of it.
I think if we budget $2,500, which there's no number here for an estimate, if we budget $2,500, but we really look at what we want to plant, letting them be wise.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
And if we take baby steps to get certain questions going after every year, we get moving.
Yeah, the ones that are
in our wills.
The ones that are already been cleared, you know, the property's already been cleared, we need to bring it into production.
Oh, one of the questions I would have, one thing is to know the little more. But those sunflower fields, I wonder if we use a 20-foot drag and just dug those. That would knock the sunflower down.
I would tell you right now, I'm all up for it because 20 foot is a lot better than 5 foot.
Yeah.
5 foot
mobile mobile is. So the possibility of taking a, making up a 20 foot drag, and doing, especially on the west side of the ranch, along the county road, with the there's no sunflower, the shading that they did. I don't know that there's much brush coming in. There are some little areas of brush that you may have to hit with the brush more.
Okay,
we'll really have to see along the road where there's a rift of brush and maybe some rocks. To do that with your mud bucket down so that you move the rocks out of the way and clean those so on both sides of the road. It's clean looking.
Yeah. But why is that there? You got the ditch. Did somebody go through there and plow that stuff up and over?
I think we've had some amateur blade operators that get your roll.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, I mean, if I can get with you on how to build that, I would love to. That sunflower will go down.
Why do we have sunflowers there? I mean, why did he not want to talk to sunflowers then? Is there a reason?
Who didn't want to?
I think that Dirk said he did.
Oh, those first two fields, the state has told them.
Said not to do it.
Yeah, the state has told them not to touch that for 2 years. So I had
to
get my house on.
To watch and see that the thing that was planted was not doing anything. It did. It got sunflowers. Can you sell them words? Templar oil.
Also, back to the budget line, I don't know if $2,500 is enough, but we did trade Bank Clarkson for assessments for a broadcast seeder. And I have access to a drill if we ever needed to use the drill. So,
I'd say this is definitely a start. We're making progress. We need to, I think we need to move forward and we start doing things and grow with this. We can get back to where we were.
So, without showing this meeting, next meeting, can you come with more of a proposal of exactly what you want to do and the area you want to cover? Just as a guideline, not actually just so I can understand, because you guys are talking.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and just a whole bunch of them, I don't know. Could you come with almost like a presentation?
Will you come out there?
Back to the ranch, I'll show you. Well, I'm in.
Do you mind following up?
Yeah, because we know where it is.
There are actual maps as to where they were, they seeded 2 years ago.
Okay.
So there,
I don't know about you, but I mean, when it's all said and done, it kind of
I think the Johnson spent close to $60,000 on the dry farming project, and they didn't receive back our
anything for it.
You know, what we're trying to look for is something that we could put in the ground that takes a little water, some of it.
No, I haven't heard that. I just want to see what you're actually going to afford on. What you're going to afford on, what is your objective? This year, that you're going, well, we can scale back a little bit. We can get equipment here and there. Say, look, I'm going to do this deal with this equipment with this proposed amount of money. Money is in the air. And this is what I'm going to do on the map. This is the field.
I think basically all that 400 acres needs to be worked before we can start anything.
And would you go to work? But
And if it needs to be filled, it needs to be filled.
Okay, like turned up. Next question, what is the timeline? It's got to be in the ground. The seed's got to be down with water on it by one.
I want to be done for water on some
of it. Well, okay. It's got to be in the ground.
I think a lot of the seed, which we've had the problem the last 2 years, we've run out of money. The seed should be in the ground today.
Okay. So now we need to make a decision on moving forward. I mean, how fast are you going to do this, and what other projects are going to suffer before the freeze or the snow? I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Look, we can talk about it. It's all a great idea. Yeah, so give me some timeline, give me some numbers.
This year, we're squeaking by, but we still have fuel and stuff. But, so I'm trying to work my way down the canyon. I got all the cabins winterized. I'm kind of free on time, so I'm going to start brush hogging my way down the canyon and try and get down to headquarters. So in the spring, all we got to do is possibly brush down some signal.
So you think you'd be ready by spring?
Yeah.
Kind of what I'm getting at is kind of the timeline, because we can talk, let's not make it a zero in the next meeting. Let's say, yes, we've done this.
Ultimately, the seed should be in the ground right now before the snow falls. Snow goes on.
That way it germinates in the place.
And that's fine.
All right. Fencing.
And we notice we have a separation between fencing materials and a fencing project. Because that's costing the way up. The fencing materials would be, and fencing project would be another.
How much have we spent, Linda? We don't know because we still have, do we have more still coming in?
We spent $800,000 on fencing projects, but I think that was the big project in the headquarters.
That was Taylor Button. We don't need $10,000.
Which I'm hoping if I get an offer and I can learn how to build some fence, sort of like Taylor, I walk around Washington. But I think with an auger, I think we can cut a lot of that cost out in future years.
But we need to keep, I think we need to.
Oh, wait, it's over.
We're bouncing with 51 and with your 56.
Right.
But we need to make it there again, another big step this year, next coming year. Yeah, can we do it all in 1 year? Oh, no. Can we get a good start off and we get a lot accomplished? I think we can, but we need some money there to do it.
I have some, I could throw you out a pole, I'm sure Dale could do, but a couple of fences would make a huge difference as far as Caledon Ranch. Small fences, small areas, maybe some rehab. Some of the posts are still there. Just need some new wire because it's been busted in 50 different spots, so you can't pull it. But I think, we could put a fence throughout the entire ranch. But what areas do we need priority? I don't know if it would go in there, but maybe consider a cattle guard on top of the one that needs them.
Cattle guards. And are pricey.
They are. That spot at the southern, southwestern corner of the meadow where the gate is where the cows go out. There's a fence that goes up into the trees to the east, and it goes down the meadow in alongside the trees. Having a cow guard right there would keep, if the cows came out, would keep the cows from going back up. Also, if the gates were closed and they did get out of the meadow, they couldn't come south. Two different scenarios there.
Cattle guards in the web, it's $500 to $7,500.
I've seen a couple for 3,000. It's the lowest grade steel. I don't say we spend that much money, but I think we should look into at least purchasing one this next year. I don't know about you, but I sure appreciate going up the meadow and not having to get out to open that gate. I'm sure Patsy does too.
We made a big difference on
as far as membership happiness, I would like to put a gate or a cattle guard up on that lower part of the meadow. I prefer a cattle guard because I don't want to hear everybody complain about the gate.
You could push for a cattle guard.
We need a shot for a cattle guard. It's got to be at least 12 feet.
No, I would do at least 16 feet.
Yeah.
I really wish that cattle guard that I put in was a 16 foot.
Yeah.
Just because of the heavy trap, you know.
Yeah.
The way I have that one, the drip fence, I can move those panels and heavy equipment.
Sure, it gives you kind of a start to approach that. Because it gives you this, you got to get through. Don't take for a ride. And lower.
Well, I'm trying to work on making it not such a speed bump.
So I should add a calabar in here?
I really think you could throw it in the fencing project budget of $10,000.
Okay, well, I just added it to me. I'm including.
Included in that.
Included in the 10,000. Maybe we can get a CalBARS story.
I really think if we had budgeted 7,000 for fence, that would more than cover the cost. If we had an auger, I think I could do a lot of fence.
Because we already budgeted $1,000.
You know what I mean?
How much money from us missing on charity?
I don't think we can hire Satan. I think that you and materials. And that could be covered with the 10,000.
Yeah. That's me. And then how much do we need for fencing materials? Are we staying with the 1,200?
No, I'd say that's included on line 56. $7,000 for materials there, what Paul's talking about.
Oh, so we don't need any more fencing material. We got to have fencing material.
Well, we'll leave that be.
Okay, and then so.
And there again, we get the stuff going, we do these projects, we're making movement forward.
I'll tell you, along with this fencing these fencing projects, a lot of that will be fences throughout the ranch, but some of that will be fences at headquarters also.
Right, because you're going to paint that one back there.
Well, I mean, that and the corral. And,
yeah.
You know, when you pull in, you see the chute, but then you look and you see all that trash wood.
Yeah.
If I can just get that one phase done, I think it would make a little difference.
Okay. Well, now we're jumping down. So did you leave that efficient take like 7? 10. 10,
and
it
didn't make
it
under 51, but then it's
zero.
So it's zero. So efficient supplies, we're going to go to stay at 15?
Well, now let's talk about that.
Let's talk.
There's no income for fish, so why are we having fish?
Why do we need to increase the fish?
Because 1,500 is really a small, it's not a load that they like to bring down.
So how big a one?
I think we should put that to 18.
I think it was 17 this year, right?
Was it 17?
I think it was.
Oh, so you have 15.
I think we should put it to 18.
Well, I...
What?
You look at those ponds later. We need to do some maintenance on the ponds. We're going to start putting them, or increasing our fish, or getting bigger, or whatever.
Can I tell you something about the ponds? A guy came up from the state and did an assessment on our water. The water is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect oxygen. There's perfect flow.
I was talking about you can't fish off the pond, number one.
Well, I understand we need to drag some of those to the house.
We do.
As far as
water, get in there at the back door, some of the reason there. And get some of that stuff back out of it.
Yeah, I agree. But the ponds themselves.
Yeah, they're happy with the ponds.
The state has said that there's no way that fish can breed in those ponds, and the fish are breeding in those ponds. They're replenishing themselves.
Cool.
It's kind of neat. The bass keep eating them, but the keepers don't.
Who brought bass in?
I don't know.
I would get
that.
No,
we're
sending out now.
We stopped
around and
raised it up from the beginning.
Sounds like we need a bass tournament. No release.
Do you not want to be the one to release the bass back in?
I do. Every time I tell when people fish, I tell them do not put the bass back in.
I put one back in. I'm sorry.
They eat the trout.
The lower ponds, I thought we had bass in the lower ponds for a purpose, but...
No.
Okay. I know now. I'm scared. I don't need that little sucker. Call me tomorrow.
Okay, grazing fee expense.
That was a little about 235. I'm not quite sure what it is.
What is the grazing fee expense?
I think 200 is fine there.
What is it?
What is it?
It's we have to pay the BLM.
Oh, that's right.
200? Very good. Another thing, the wise is not our...
But is that down on line 55? What is what 55?
Livestock.
Livestock cover. Back on this grading fee, why doesn't Hunt pay that? Why do we have to budget that in there?
It's about $700 a year.
It was up there last year. I have that up a minute ago.
The BLM fee, I think, is about
$700. Are you thinking of 500 of that for the road, the right way? We pay that back. There was a grazing fee for $791 in 2009, but that was the double because of 2010. If it didn't get paid, it wasn't linked to her. She had to do both. I can't remember now because it's been a while back, but I don't think it'll be that much.
Yeah, what would be 200?
I think it was about 200.
What would be 300?
No.
Okay, let's put in 200.
We need to find out for sure.
Okay, petting
zoo. We get a bill from the BLM.
We haven't
gotten
it yet this year.
Did we get it last year? Every year we should have gotten a bill from the BLM.
It's that guy over there. It's so
and it's $1.25 or something.
It's been a problem. Okay,
check on
that. But we don't pass that on to Hunt. We just to let that run on there.
To keep that property.
Yeah, they're charging us $1.35 a day, and we we'll charge him $10 a day.
I know, but we are really hardly. Why are we telling?
Petting zoo, just going to speak. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't miss you. Ben
brought that up.
Yeah, I do. That's not very much.
You'd be surprised how many people come to the ranch and they learn how to milk a goat, and their kids grow and they hop on a sheep, or they.
Just
we don't have horses. We have
pigs.
Well, we have horses.
Well, we don't feed them. That's why. Right. I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Livestock other?
What is livestock other? That's what I'm looking at.
$800.
Did you ask about it?
Go on
enough.
What are we on?
Solar? That was advanced. No.
He had a proposal here.
Yeah,
he did. I sent everybody an email on that, and I wasn't going to, I'll answer any questions, but I think that pretty much covers it.
You have a copy of the email here.
You do or don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I gave you
a copy. I mean, the short version is we were going to do it last year. Instead, we spent a lot of spare time I had in April that I was going to use to do this. We did the upper cabin solar pump, which was a way more important thing, so we just never got to it.
Do we want to really move forward with this year, or do we want to try to table this for one more?
Let me throw this at you.
Solar.
We talked about throwing money into certain cabins. What was the budget that we budgeted for cabin maintenance?
We're trying to get to that.
Okay. If we can, and Nancy and I are real good with finances, we can squeeze this $900 for solar into cabin as part of, we can talk about putting certain money into certain cabins. I think this would be a great thing for people to see. We've already tested it.
Should we include that in line 22?
We know it all works. And so I think with with the cabin maintenance and the things that we're supplying for the cabin, I think we can squeeze $900
out. Sure, it'd be nice to get the money back on those cabin doors where we can pay for that.
So we're going
to... That would be a good way to cover that. I don't
think we'll get money back at all. If I can get anything, I'm going to try for replacement. I don't get since it's April now.
So
let's
scratch that off as far as cabin solar, and we'll put cabin solar in with the cabin.
We'll try to milk that into the cabin expenses. Okay.
The other livestock is a water trough and a gate.
Green gates or wherever they were. Oh, yeah, we bought those panels from Doug. There you go.
Oh, livestock.
That's
what livestock everyone. So that's the one time
expense.
Okay. So we can scratch the
gate. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So is the pain cabin next one? Is that going to be in cabin maintenance? That's part of cabin maintenance anyway,
there,
isn't it? I think,
yeah.
People
that didn't get
cash way enough. This would be a one-time thing. This is something we have to do every year.
$5,000. I've cut my cabin maintenance in half. What did we use as far as cabin maintenance this year?
$7,000.
Under $7,000?
No, $7,800.
It's kind of sweetened by. I think
that should be $6,000
here in town. I think it'd be a kind of special project.
Well, so we need to try to put $5,000 there into that then? And it needs a battery. We're going to lose it all. I agree.
Painting cabin
$5,000,
that's what you're saying.
Well, every year for the past 2 years, that term is out there. We need to paint the cabins. For whatever reason, it's just gotten knocked off for you.
That's funny.
Let's put it on there. See where we come up, guys. Let's put it on there. Let's see.
How much? What are we putting?
$5,000?
$5,000. See what happens.
Is $500 the cabin too much? It's about $120 for 5 gallons of paint.
I
think about 15 gallons per cabin.
I would say you're probably 15, 20 gallons a cabin anyway. Some of those are going to be smaller because some of the 9 and 10 are so small. I mean, 6, 9, and 10 are small anyway. Probably could do all right.
$20 with the clock.
Do you have mine cabin?
Yeah.
Do you have mine?
So what are we thinking for a number?
$5,000, I think. Barn restoration, $1,000. It was carried over from the 2011 budget.
Yeah. It's just one book that we need to
show up. Scratch that, because we have the material. We just need the time and the equipment to do it.
But the equipment's sitting there, the big four set.
Yeah.
Right. We just need the time to do it. So let's scratch it off.
Okay, so we can use that in the cabin.
Yeah.
Same.
Next one's
really. Well, and like I said, about the cabins.
The headquarters area, we put 400 in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's on top of a.
Headquarters.
Yeah, we added that on top of that other 1500 net there, 1600.
So we can scratch that one.
You just scratch 60 off the whole list.
Yeah.
60 is getting scratched?
Yeah. 60. Right?
65?
Yeah.
It's all under the numbers there, right? Headquarters approved it.
Well, they didn't.
Yeah, they're adding the 400 for the extra we needed to cover the swing set.
Right.
Right, so they already put that in there.
The second headquarters heading was special caution because you were doing all that upgrading last year. The first headquarters is the standard.
Right. Well, that's where we added the extra 400 because we needed the extra.
Oh, we didn't add it in there. We took it out, remember? Look, go back.
No, we had it added on that one.
On 24, we left it at 1600. Oh, we never upped it because you said put it on the next one. Because you said put it on a project. So we're going to put it on the project. We have to put 400 in there.
We have to leave 400 in there.
We have to put 400 in the headquarters area then. And we didn't add it in. And this would be for the...
Radio licenses, right?
Okay, radio
licenses. How much for the licenses? I haven't seen the bill. I talked to FCP, they didn't tell me how much they were. It should be in the mail any day now.
Oh, he's saying $3,000 for the whole radio.
That's for the whole radio setup.
This year.
What if we paid for the licenses, looked at...
I think we paid.
And this is what
you
talk. Yeah, look at the system. Look at, I mean, you've seen the budget. You've seen what we need to do. I don't think a I think paying for lights is a good idea. But as far as equipment, maybe we can get some donations from members, which I know they've done a lot. But,
they'll get great in capturing those licenses. Let's pay for them.
Well, yeah, the license payment is minimal.
He's not trying to do that. He's saying you have to get the system up and do it for nothing. Don't pay the license. You have to pay it next.
No. You got to pay the license.
Oh, you
got to pay it every 5 years to modify the license.
So how much are we paying for the license?
Yeah, Bill has to come in and issue one.
Yeah, did you have an estimate? You guessed last time. I think you said it on from the last meeting.
I have no idea what it
was. So that I had. Is that a different
bill? No, that's going to be the bill.
I think it was $170.
That's just, that's just renewing your licenses for those frequencies.
So,
no matter what happens.
I look at all the other projects that we want to do.
So, but not only was the bill, should we just put $200 in there, $250 or something in there for now?
$200 for the license. And let's see what we can do on that. Very good. Because I think we need that communication.
Hey, but I think everybody should get on board. And if they see what the radios do, I think they might be apt to say, hey, here's $150. Let's put it forward.
Right, that's good.
Yeah. That's what we have.
Yeah, let's put.
Hey, can we add that? Like, if members, we want to put in a radio communication system, that's your project in our
calendar. Can we go in for a special assessment for a little extra something later,
yeah,
too?
We can ask them. I mean, you're talking about being an economy that nobody has any money for.
Right.
So we
right.
So there's only going to be a few. Okay, it might help.
Grant, summer help. Do we need to up that a little bit to help fallout?
This basically covers a lot of the work that my kids do. As many of you guys know, it's not just me working out there, or it's not just me and Nancy. It's me and Nancy and the kids, and the kids love a little extra fun to the hard work that they do. That's kind of why that was put in there, if you guys wanted to.
Do we need some additional? I'm asking, do we need to get some additional help to come out and help you conquer some of these projects in a lot?
Spring? I don't know. That would be great, but financially, can ranch support.
And that's all we need to do. We're trying to
get out here last year. You got out for a few months, and then I got on a job at Wingate, and you never went back. But he did a lot of work. He helped out. I think I paid him $100, but he had a room and board. So, there is an opportunity.
You might be a training facility.
There might be an opportunity. I get in the back, and the kids love it. But a mattress out there.
I remember what I used to make.
Nothing. Right? So let's wait for right now. And if you go somewhere,
that room is worth $500 a month.
Oh, good.
Only the 1,000 for a kid.
If anybody likes to start, if anybody knows that, anybody that wants to come to the ranch and work for the summer, for you got room and board. They're more than welcome to come and work.
And there might be a few people like that.
Workers' comp, is that workers' insurance? I had in a board meeting, it dropped my attention that I don't get covered if I get injured on a horse.
What?
Yeah,
I don't think animals are on there.
Does the workers' comp cover me while I'm on a ATV? There are times a lot of that southern fence line right there can be accessed, but on foot or on horseback. Horseback would be nice to haul some material in, which I did last year. If I'm out on a horse doing ranch duties, does insurance cover me if I get? And how much does that insurance
cover? Call in a blanket coverage. Why don't you check that out, that insurance company? That's still shooting.
Just for feature.
If it's not an everyday occurrence thing that he's on there constantly, I think there's
I think it has a lot of
special. Yeah. It's normal daily duty isn't like
ride
we used to ride horses. We used to ride horses. We used to push our own cattle. We had a constant horse policy.
Well, I do move cows.
Here's one.
Do fence lines, so.
Here's one of the answers. The blanket, The blanket insurance is for the ranch liability and all of that for the ranch. Strickland's comp is what he's insured under personally. And there is, when we insured him, and Niall Willis was helping me with this, when we insured him, we weren't moving cows and they weren't doing horses. And so that brought our insurance down by not having that on there. And that's why he and I were talking about it. I said, I think we have a problem.
Can't we be, can't you be included on their hunts?
He helps
move hunts cattle. For the time when he's moving hunts cattle, helping them, can't you follow any hunts? It should be listed as additional insured under HUD's policy.
You know, we tried to do that when we did that contract, and I said, does HUD have an insurance policy? We need to find that out, number one. Number two, the ranch needs to be additionally insured, and it was blown over. So we don't even know if he has an insurance policy at this point. No, we're not additionally insured because I saw the contract and I read it.
Barry, you should know for sure.
I would hate to get hurt.
Yeah.
I'm an employee of Deer Springs working for a state subcontractor. I don't know if it is the hunt's responsibility or if it's the ranch's. I don't know, you know, Jeremy works with Doug a lot.
Yeah.
He's not an employee.
The ranch don't own a horse.
Right.
So why can we have it? So if you're helping somebody doing something for like that, I think that's where they need to have an additional umbrella coverage because you're floated underneath them, that thing. Because we don't own horses, we don't own cattle.
Right. You do have a business where where you hire me, and I'm taking care of it.
But, and that should have, we should have some kind of a thing in the bill policy. For him, I think so. If you check our insurance and ask them on our liability.
I mean, it's a huge thing, and I'm not on a horse, but maybe 15 days every year doing something for Doug. But those times are on, it would really stink.
Make sure you put that down, maybe up to not
just checking. Well,
and not just for two
years
for the ranch's sake. Not just for my sake, but for the ranch's sake.
But we also need to check to see what Hunt's policy or what Hunt has.
Can you talk to him about that?
That would be a good one for you to
say. For Jeremy?
Well, Jeremy's not an employee of your friends.
But he's been helping.
I have insurance.
For him?
For Jeremy. But, you know, as far as workers' comp,
right.
If I have dirt while I'm working, how do you separate that?
But you'll check with Doug on that, too?
You know what, I'll check with Doug on that because I really want to be up on that.
Okay.
I'm very concerned about liability issues, and I want to make sure we're covered.
As a member of the board, we've also talked to him about his BLM report. Okay. And
are we concerned if you spend 8 or 10 days or something working for Doug? Is that an expense to the ranch? Is that part of our contract with Doug that we help move these cows and do those things?
Is that in those?
Well, here's
that was a big,
Here's kind of how we're starting. I'm thinking this could all play out. Working, moving up cows from the lower meadow or well field out to the extreme point. Working with activities. You know, how's it going to work? On what days? If people are at the ranch and they bring their horses, hey, can they move cows today? That'd be great. Who's going to take them? Doug's not there. Doug's not saying, I'm not saying that I'm going to do it. But something like that. You know what I mean? Trying to think outside of the box and trying to think of activities in the future. That's good.
Well, we tried that when we showed up. We don't know the exact
things. Well, they did show up.
A few, yeah.
You know, and we just had a drive. I just got back yesterday. We had a couple people show up from the ranch.
Well, here's the thing, moving around on the ranch, we're moving clear down to Korea.
That's the big drive. But there was a roundup. There was a roundup last week. We cut calves. Doug's talking about bringing the squeeze, and when we start rebuilding the corrals, maybe we can have a branding project and inoculating.
And I'd like to have that to happen.
I'm bringing the ranch back to the cattle ranch.
So if we know when,
employees aren't covered on a horse, it's kind of we need to look at it for the future. I think it could be great.
You say Doug's thinking about bringing squeeze.
He did a thing, it's a national thing, it's a satellite measurement competition where some people from Texas came about their cows and they measured their cows compared to those cows, and they sent an email or something, and it's a big thing. Looking at the way our cattle are corralled or set up, if you brought a Swede and you could do some measuring for the 10 years that we have case here, and I'm not saying that we facilitate for longhorns, because it's kind of a better deal, but building the corral is kind of around what Doug has going on. A lot of he's talking about bringing Swedes, he's talking about bringing panels to go along with the corrals.
They know enough. Ranch horse,
but it's not a long horse. Long horse, they have a deal. It's like a pie shape deal. They come in and then you kind of go in, and their horns go outside of the deal, not run through. That sweetie that is in the corral is a cast sweetie. He's actually used that a couple of times.
Big squeeze shoots up the meadow, isn't it?
No, it's in the bucket. Which the first board of directors told me to get rid of it.
What?
I told them, no. So, anyway, this is, I didn't mean to ramble on and pick up everybody's time, but.
So the insurance is an important thing.
I think so, and it might
well, let's see
where
this goes.
Play a role in the future.
Let's see what this, let's check out the
plan.
Pavilion? 5,500 to finish.
Is
this the one that's up by the pond?
Yes.
Yeah, we put this slab down.
Well, this is insurance.
Well, I know, but where is the
floor? If I'm not mistaken, I think that's just concrete. Is that right?
Kid gave a bid for $7,000 for the concrete. I think there's a bid came in.
Does that include rebar?
Mm-hmm. But I think Welch, I believe, did the bid at $7,500, and it's quickly put on hold.
Yeah.
But I say, I mean,
I know it's been 20 for 2 years.
We have to kind of weigh what projects we want to do this year.
We're faced with some tough problems right now. Do we really want to do the pavilion this year?
What are we going to lose out of it if we don't proceed on this year? What kind of materials or what costs are we going to trash?
What do we got into so far?
It's just gravel.
A couple loads of base.
Which won't get hurt, right? Or that won't
help. No box is framed up.
We have to move it.
Yeah,
to
the wrong place. So
it's
okay, it won't go anywhere.
They're just ready for it. It's not in a good location right now. It's not.
It's safe.
We don't have to put it on. That's
go to zero?
I think that's going to zero right now. I don't think we have any choice right now, but we're trying to make this budget work.
You have to weigh what projects you want to do this year.
Yep. Roads?
I put those as a $10,000 inclusive for all this stuff. So I want to see if you guys can call it that. Because we got, 3,700 estimated for a year end of grading and contract services. The BLM, we should be good on that. I need to check the chat with Linda. This is what I got from Ben. BLM would be good for 4 years. We paid it $3,309. So we probably. Okay, you have next year to do? We go to 500. And then culvert. I know I talked to Brent, he was thinking a couple more in slot. That's all I know about culvert. So whatever else you guys determine from your walk and looking at the culvert, so I'm thinking, was $10,000 inclusive of all that good or not?
I think we can use the stuff that's there and put just a little bit of concrete, a little bit into them. We can use them really well. There's some good stuff there. It just won't take much to trim them up and use them. If they're set properly, it would be beneficial.
But we've never identified where to put them exactly.
Right. But we
that's
just
been the whole
dollar-wise, contract services,
right.
Grading.
That's Larry's and, yes, Larry's. And
Well, I think we've been putting about 10,000 into it.
Why do we have a question mark in 10,000? We put in 36 and 37.
Oh, no,
It's my roots and everything else we've been spending on it. That was my computer, the 5,000 grading. Okay, but we're not going to buy more culverts right now. But we can use that stuff. We need all the help we can have on the roads. Right, we don't need more. It's a big expense that's needed on those roads. Right, it's a gravel road. Right, not, we've got a couple of them. That's a slickish.
Oh. Yeah.
Money is a piece of road.
Oh, can I add something real quick? You look at the map, you know, Meadow Canyon is a main access to
everything.
Sly, Crawford, Broad Hollow. I think, you know, you talk about spending a certain amount of money on certain cabins. I think we should spend a certain amount of money on certain roads. And I think Meadow Canyon has been neglected. And from the ponds up, the gate, I'm surprised I made rock. Yeah. It's fascinating to me to think most of the members are up that way. Why not? And I don't know.
Well, look up the gravel there.
I don't know how much it's going to cost to gravel from the pond up.
Let's put the 10,000 period.
We don't need the culverts and stuff.
So let's see if we can use that for the spreading and the hauling. We sure need to do something. We could use, like I said, 100,000 on there. But, I mean, if we're doing something like this, we're at least moving forward.
If you're going to put 10,000 into that, though, you have got to include your grading, the gravel, that's the BLM.
BLM won't be due until 2013.
We don't have that this year. Okay, so 10,000 for this.
We just grabbed the $500.
This has to be the gravel, the grading.
So we're just going to put the 10.
And culvert.
Yeah,
Ten on 68 and then 68 on the scratch everything up right there. Right. Can I say something? I felt bad telling somebody, go up our main road, but be careful past ponds because you're not going to be able to get straight far. You know, and they were looking at some property up in Crawford. I think as far as selling property and selling dairy grains, I think infrastructure has to be there. It's not.
Can't get there. Okay. Okay, so now water source
resources.
Excuse me, why did we spend $6,000 on culverts last year?
Because that's only about a little one thing.
We have money.
We bought it.
I don't know what
6,000
is. I know what.
Hold on a minute. The podunk repair.
The culverts had a podunk repair, right?
6,000.
Yeah, that was a big one-time nut.
We talked last month that ended up being $2,700.
Just for the culvert.
You know what that is?
That's all the culverts.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm getting at. I'm sorry.
Four and a half footer that was out there, and then all the culvert work that was done.
If you take out the 2,700 one-time expense, we're back down to more or less our three-year average.
Right. So that $10,000 should include installing those couple of culverts that we've got. And road work, grading, and road gravel.
Yes. Got the stuff to use it.
Yeah.
Whether it costs a little bit for concrete and stuff to utilize the stuff we got to come in there. Yeah.
Okay.
The hauling of gravel, the spreading of gravel. Yes.
Well, we don't need to buy culverts.
So we should probably buy.
Well, the gravel. Their own gravel.
Yeah, a lot of the concrete connection on some of those culverts and so forth.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to water. Right.
Water.
Can we just first, I don't know, Larry has done any grading. Have we paid him at all this year? You know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
is he planning maybe on doing any grading this next year or different, wanting to get paid for it?
I think he's either going to get paid. I'm not going to pay. You guys still I'm taking $20,000 a year up there. And
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen the work that he does. I don't know if we should market some of that funds to.
I think
Larry is very efficient with his work time frame and how he does things and makes things look pretty quick. So anyways, moving on. Annual dues for the water.
Right. Increase this year by $100.
Yes, that's $300.
Okay, so $300. Okay. Water training.
Expense.
Yeah, that's gonna be small.
Okay. Paul, do you have any classes coming up?
In March.
Okay, that's what that is, and you're the man to turn to on what you think your training is going to be for this year.
Basically, I just need to take some classes to keep up to get my CEUs to keep my license. There is another
course.
Yeah,
there's online.
No. There is another training for another certification, but it's basically the same certification as I've done the last 2 years.
You don't have to recertify every year.
No.
So do we have to?
It's the same classes that I've been taking for the last 2 years.
Okay. So
a lot of it is just to keep my to get the CDUs to keep my
okay.
And it's what they've done is they have this thing in St. George. It's the spring conference. You go, you take six classes, and there you go.
That's what I go.
Instead of having to go to Logan to take one class, you go to Provo to take another class, and Cedar, you're going to post it. So.
That's what I go to. Okay. Is that in the other spring?
Hey. That was just what we paid last year.
But we don't have an issue.
No,
that part is done. Okay. Please bring that in. Of what?
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have one thing else done on the upper spring?
Well, we got a lot to do on the upper spring.
We got the bid from T-Bone. And we talked about it
for that one. That was the bid.
$27 or something like that.
Okay.
Good.
But there's a lot of other things. I think the big thing is whether that project moves ahead, whether the board wants to do anything on it.
I think that's something that we need to discuss about water today.
I think we really need to do it. And we really need to move forward.
We do, because we don't like that water. I miss it. You know,
the water's strong. We need to have a plan for you to do that. So that's what we're working on. It's a slow process.
So do we need to...
And
that's...
So have we paid $2,700 to see what we're
going
to do?
No, no. And that was going to be... Dale's going to pay that, and then you're
going to
reverse
them
up
50%. Oh, that was the number we talked about. Okay.
Yeah.
So we
got to
put money in there for that. So.
No, not
76?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not 75.
I'm
75.
I'm
not
really
in there.
Yes, we should.
No, no. The upper spring. Debbie, the upper spring is what you're talking about, right?
Right.
It's a different number on each sheet.
Yeah. So are you still willing? Are you still willing to go at that? And get at least get the study?
Yeah.
Are you looking at 2,000,
5,000?
That's what they're going to charge. There's right. A few other things that have to go.
Okay.
With
So we need a T-bar study?
We're going to look at going some of the... We need to look at some seating, some other stuff down low. We need some water. Let's throw.
I have a lot
of this in this thing. We got to do something. We need to be going to
$5,000 on study the upper spring.
Well, no, we have to go out for the study. There's other stuff that has to be done.
That includes the effort and some other things need to go on. We need to start moving on it. We're not moving on it.
I just need to know
what things are there that could be done.
What things?
I've got the pipe up there paid for and other things.
Okay.
I'm just uncomfortable moving forward. There's a bunch of grippers and whiners.
I would like to
objecting.
Okay, Dale, we have been through this. We have been working with you for 8 months on this. We can't get you into the plan, and I don't know why, but
you have corrected your false statements in your memories.
We're going to beat that dead horse for another year.
That's true. Well, you think I'm dishonest and illegal.
Can you leave that go? We're just trying to come to terms and agreement, and Ben and you and I and Matt made really good headway on the one meeting that we could get everybody there. Now we just can't get anybody there. We're not getting a response from you. If we could get you there again, we could go on and proceed with this. It's pretty simple. You want to do the same thing as what we want to do. We just want it done the same way. And you said there's procedures. We said there's procedures. We just got to come together and figure out how to make it work.
So, I know you still think I'm a crook.
I never said you were a crook. The
only reason I'm doing that is for my personal gain.
At that time, that's what you were showing. Since then, we've had new things come out. So if you're not going to work towards a future with it, let's make it. But if you're going to, let's get together and have committee meetings.
You just said some things have come out. Are you agreeing that he's on it?
Oh, we had a great meeting, and we were moving forward, and he was going to go ahead and pay for the study from TiVo, and that was 3 months ago. And then the next meeting
I didn't
came together.
That, so are you still thinking he's a crook or something like that?
I've never said that.
There are other things that need to go. If people not paying anything for backhoe, you know, and the other work that has to be there, then we'll be there and looking.
Okay, right.
So your finger.
Right. So we need backhoe work.
As far as the board, I felt, did not want to put any money into the program.
Oh, they
were talking about that.
Now, half of the money that was going to cost to go up to the spring box, which is about $50,000. That's what we're talking about. That's what we committed at that meeting.
I don't see the $45,000 on this list.
Well, look at line number 80. Project estimate is $50,000. Meadow Canyon Spring construct the spring box. Therefore, the board said that we voted that we would be 50-50 on up to
right.
Spring box for
right.
That. So our cost would be $25,000 for board, remember. And then we would repay you the other $25,000 over time with interest. I might add, everything's fair about board and correct.
And the whole board agreed with that, I believe.
Yes, we did.
I thought that was good.
We did. Okay, so with the study, the upper spring, that's the main. Is the backhoe on the water line included in the project estimation?
Yes, 50,000. Only the study that the upper spring is just that TiVo thing for 2750.
So then we only need, so we...
I think it's that thing.
And 7.5 of that is plus half of what is the bed.
So,
and
what does the board want to put on there or cash in 2012?
And my study of line 75 should be 2170 to pay for that. No. Yellow's going to cover that, and then you're going to flip that. With that, but if you're going to put $2,000 there to be safe, and then everything else falls under that $50,000. Do that make sense,
then? Yes. But the study would come up with paying half. Whatever this one, the study comes up with.
I think even if we covered half, we're still got, like Yellow said, there's other costs.
Well, that's
going to be there.
Okay,
for that cost.
I'm saying
with
$50,000,
but then that's covered on line.
Okay, that's what he's saying.
I'm really bored of subsiding anybody for
2012. Well, that's what she's saying. So, can we tweak that $5,000? We don't have how much more are we going
to
pay?
We still need to see what these things can add up to in the final click on the computer.
To move forward, let's go on line 75 and put 1085, and that would be the half. Of just that report, okay, and then we can move down to the next one.
Sorry, say it
again for me,
Don.
I think that
$5,000
$1,085.
$1,085,
I'm hearing different numbers.
$1,085 is half of the $2,700, whatever it was. $1,085. That's half of the $2,000. $1,085.
Got it. And then
I'll put the rest in this one down.
And then down there on 80, we put the $50,000 on
right, where it says 50,025. I mean, on
well, that would be for 425,000 because the project is estimated about 50.
Right, so on number 80, right.
25.
Direction to the project is estimated 50,000.
Drop Leaf Springs, but we can't put 25,000 in here if we don't have a vision, but we've got to decide on the
right. Well, if we get to the bottom of this list, then we got to skip.
Yeah.
We'll step back and let's see where our full numbers are.
Then we'll put a list in the field.
Then
if we drop Leaf Springs, we're going to be on hold.
Table it.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. You don't have any
kids
or anything
to
step in that box?
Well, there's still
$2,000
in there. It says there's
$2,000,
but we're still upside down.
Yeah, there's no cash down at all. Okay. Yes, it's been making for repairs. Always really your aircraft that comes in that we have. And the question was whether if you want to pull the old irrigation well come out or not.
Why do you want to pull it out?
To check the well to make sure it's usable or not. Advance, you can type it on the plan, please.
Well, this was discussed over a couple of board meetings. Everybody at the board meeting more or less agrees that having the second well for irrigation would be a good thing, but the second well is in pretty rough shape. And there was a motion, and I believe it was voted in the affirmative, that we want to pull that. There was a bid of some money that I don't have at my fingertips to do it, and then it just the whole project kind of disappeared into a black hole. I don't know what the status is anymore.
Fletcher and the pump and stuff, it was $6,000.
Yeah.
Fletcher. Was that $6,000 plus the work on the other well, too, up in the spring?
Yeah, the money got spent on the other well.
Windmill. I think that was included. I think it was like $3,000 for the irrigation well, $3,000 for some other stuff.
That was the Fletcher. So if we could do it for $3,000 and get that pump going,
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, I don't think we're going to make that pump work. The pump is frozen, isn't it?
You can rebuild the pump.
That's pulling it, installing it.
I think in here. Sam was making a deployment to check the setup of the well itself.
Oh,
to see
right.
What conditions. You can't see in the tank without pulling that pump out. I don't think there's anything to talk about rebuilding that pump. Just to see in the future, can we use that other well or is it closed? Am I following that right, Sam?
No, you are. And what we talked about was just getting it out. And we had no, since we don't know what the situation is with the pump, we don't know what it's going to cost to either rebuild it or buy a rebuilt one. And we don't know what the condition of the well is, which is kind of key because if the well if the casing is caved in or something awful like that, then the whole project, that whole thing is just going to have to be kind of tabled because that's a really big expense at that point.
As it stands now, the Vance and I and Brent, we sat down a tape measure. And it's stuck in there. Can't get it out. So can't get the pump out, can't get the tape out. There's a blockage in there. So there could be something seriously.
So what does Fletcher do?
Pull the pump. Try and pull the pump.
But you're talking about an unknown. It could cost thousands of dollars if you can't get it out.
Right. Yeah,
you're up in the air.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of... How deep is this
well?
How deep is that well, man?
It's only like 120 feet or something. The water measured at 82.5. Brent and I were able to move the drop pipe and the pump. It's not stuck, at least not right at the spot where it's sitting at, but you could only lift so high with a backhoe. You know, we didn't have a crane. We just used the backhoe to yank it out of the casing about 5 feet, and it would move. Okay, so it's not like solidly frozen. And I suspect it would come out, but then once it's out, I can video inspect the well and see, you know, what we're up against.
Why can't we use a block and tackle on a crane or something? Why can't we?
Al, have you ever watched a pump get set?
What it is
we got, you know, 300 pounds of dead weight on the end of 100 feet of 2.5-inch pipe, that's heavy.
Well, I think with Vance's equipment, camera, I think if we can get that, if we can get that pump pulled, I think with a camera,
you can see what's on the well.
We can see what's on the well.
Right. The short version is, I guess, guys, is do we want to throw any money at the irrigation well, or just say that any irrigation pumping we do is going to be off our domestic well from now on?
I think with the attitude of the ranch and the things that we're sitting on, that it would probably be a waste of time.
I'm thinking
to work on the old well.
Yeah, we did talk about that. So,
being a financial thing right now.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, and it's not, again, it's not something that has to happen anytime soon. It's not like an essential function. It's just a would be nice to know kind of thing.
It's a want, not a need, and we gotta
know
the needs right now.
I thought we had to find out for our water certification that we had to find out about that. That's what I was thinking.
Is that true, Paul?
What's that?
We have to find out for water certification that we have to
check that well. About that well?
And I'm not sure because I think they're both registered with the state. And they're kind of grandfathered in, but if we were to drill a new well, we couldn't be anywhere close.
Well, no, but I was thinking that there was some reason why we have to.
Why we have to call that phone?
Is there going to have one for culinary and one for irrigation?
And kind of off the record, there is a junction there where there's a valve and they're both connected. If we were to run the irrigation well, you have to dig this up and separate it completely so that if you ran the one pump, the irrigation pump, you wouldn't have any kind of backflow back into our culinary water. So that has to be addressed.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah, we've got very much, guys. In that line, for system maintenance and repair for water lines this year. So for maintenance, the 5,000, 4,500, 5,000.
We don't need that much, do we?
Well, look at our last 3-year average around 4,200. And last year it came to 500, so it's for repairs.
Me either. Why do we have so much maintenance when we cut out our water system? We had a lot of problems. We had a lot of problems with our water system, but Paul's done a lot of work on there since then.
Well, there's a real short answer to that. It's because our new water system, which we've almost had no trouble with, the new pipe, is hooked to the old lower cabins and ranch water system, which is, to put it bluntly, a piece of junk. It's built out of thin wall pipe. The 90s aren't properly blocked. I mean, you know, when we blew up in the road at that 45 this year, which washed everything out, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Well, the thrust block was, there's a 2x4 as a thrust block.
We know it's a lot of money, but that's why Jody made a 3-year average out of what's been going on up there. And it would be nice if we didn't have any big blow-ups next year, but you know, it just never seems to be what happens.
Our big expense this year.
Why did we spend $5,500?
Yeah, why was it this year?
What are we looking at?
While she's looking there, let's jump to the next item there.
Water catchment.
Headgate. Oh,
wait. Water catchment.
Oh, water catchment.
And that was estimated from my email clarity, and he gave me the next three numbers, the next two numbers, lines 78, 79, and 81. On 81, on headgate, he said, Red Reservoir Company repair $500 to $800. Hidden Reservoir Company repair between $300 and $500. And then Moon and Half Moon need something, and wasn't specific, gave me no dollars, but had an idea. So that was just giving a ballpark in there.
So we're going to estimate for Red Reservoir.
Headgate is about $1,500 total.
Well, no, I think he's talking about
for a small headgate.
So we go estimate on that, or middle of the road, we're talking.
There is a headgate for Red Reservoir, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's not recorded right now. If that thing falls over, then that whole thing's going to wash down.
Well, that's all we need. What have to be talking about is just fixing
noise. I think that's quite practical for you to put $2,500 on those 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well,
78, he did 2,500 as his estimate, and then the line was 2,500 as well.
Ooh.
And then,
what's that one?
Improvements for lottery professors, but there, I don't remember now.
Well, that would be your red, that would be your head gate, I would think.
No, head gates are down there.
No.
Head gates are still down on the
end. I think you might have to see that one. Do you want the system maintenance?
Yes, go ahead.
Detail?
Please.
We have to do water tests. That's part of that. There was the generator on here that we needed. The stuff that they did at the upper spring, the work that they did on the upper spring, got windmill well.
$2,800 pump.
Yeah, that was well.
But that was a one-time thing.
Solar panel.
Fletcher charged us 38. Solar panels, right, all of that. That's what added up to that.
And but those are all bad.
Hey, if I can add, that was money well spent. Zero issues, awesome.
Good. No, but I'm saying that was a one-time thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't need to carry that over to this year.
Well, we need to carry some because we do water testing every month.
So, what, $2,000 max?
Well, here's what he says. Here's what Larry says.
We're talking about water system maintenance.
Water system maintenance.
We're backing up there.
The repair and maintenance of ditches and such will depend on how the wear and spring snowfall. I would suggest something in the area of $2,500 and a minimum set aside as annual maintenance and possibly an additional $2,500 for expansion for future reclaimed parts of the old system that is still not functional.
So that might be a red reservoir and all that.
No, red reservoir was above that.
For this is expansion.
Yeah, Red West Farm needs approximately 5,800 to brace and stabilize the head gate in the Snowy area. Hidden Reservoir needs 3,500 to brace head gate and clean inlet ditch. And Moon and Half Moon combined need head gate culvert work, but may not be able to because it must be done when they are dry. But he has some ideas about how to do that. So he's saying $2,500 set aside as annual maintenance, which is both on there.
Okay.
And then $2,500 for expansion to the future. Reclaim part of the old system that is not functional. So I don't know how important that is or anything more about that.
Having water
is
and
miracle.
Is huge.
It is. That's our number one.
I don't know if you drove around and saw the work in the channel that Larry dug to get the water down to the well field. But it's awesome. And having the water still there all summer.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
We're not doing that.
With
the system maintenance, we don't need all that. We only need a couple $1,000.
It's $1,500.
$1,500. Yeah. We got to cut it back somewhere. And we didn't have that. We already did those two. We already did those projects.
$1,500 that would cover water tests, water samples.
Maybe a line break for
you. Yeah, it's got a line break, maybe.
Yeah.
And then leave the...
25 and 25.
The best
for Larry. Uh-huh.
Those
are
good. What did you do?
The 1500 in there. I think there's a headgate there, but I don't know if it's operational.
So $1,500 headgate.
Yep.
Okay.
Everything else is pretty straightforward. Exactly.
Right. Everything we can't change now. We're good.
What are our
answers? All right. We've got to see how much we can pay out on this.
Can we go through and verify?
I'll email it to you. Well, we already did. Okay. So all we did was change 11,000 on livestock.
Well, no, okay. I don't know what you changed. I'm on
number
7, livestock.
My one is 120,000.
Okay, 120.
Mine
is nothing. 3 is
nothing. Just go on which ones are there.
4 is 175.
4 is 175?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
6 is 500.
Got it.
7 is 11,000.
Got it.
8 is 2,500. 9 is 250. 10 is 500. 11 is 1,500. 4,500. 12 is 1,500. Okay. All
right.
Which
total?
$40,925.
Okay. We came up with 1,000. All right. Now, next one, 17, nothing. I mean, 17, sorry. We went to 0. 18, 19 is 2,000.
19 is 2,000.
18 is nothing. Sorry.
All right, now you're going to have to give me the heading title because I have different numbers.
Okay. Building facilities, nothing. Okay. Cooking growth is 0. Okay. Line of expenses, nothing. Auto insurance is 2,000. Got it. Repair, other, which is in flat bed. That rate came to 3,000.
3,000?
Yep. All right, 3,000.
Okay.
Kubota repair is 2,500. Got it. Cab maintenance is 9,000.
Okay.
Fuel expenses are 1,600. No, sorry, wrong line. 8,000. Got it.
Got it.
Headquarters area 1,600. Laundry 1,000. Potty 250. Oh, it's 125. Propane was 7,500. Store supplies, telephone 2,500. Tools 2,000. Okay, tractor 1,500. Trash trainer 150. Cookout 500. Education 100. Administration 9,600. Bank card. Or you don't have a number on that one because you don't know what it is. What are we going to put 500 on there, Linda?
I'll look it up.
300.
Yeah, 300.
All right, that's $300.
The 300.
The 300.
Okay.
Bank service charges, we're going to put 50, which is probably going to be more like 60. I bet it went up. You better put 60.
Okay.
Okay. Board meeting 150.
No.
Internet connection. Okay, the mail was 0. Internet connection 744. Liability is 5,500. Legal is 3,000. Management fee is 30,000. Payroll service is 240. Printing and postage is 800. Security is 100. Website maintenance is 200. Office supply is 1,000. Crop management 2,500. Fencing material 0. Fish and supplies 1,800. Raising fee expense 200. Petting zoo, 300. No livestock other, 0. Fencing project, 10,000.
Livestock other, 0?
Yep. Solar power, included in line 22. Okay. 58 painting cabins is 5,000. Barn restoration is 0. Headquarters area for the park is 400. Radio licenses were at 200. Donations for the other radio, maybe. Rent, summer help is 1,000. Workers' comp is 1,000. Pavilion, we're not going to do that scratch right now. Roads is 10,000, including your grading, the BLN, and the culvert. Okay, water resources, annual dues is 300. Water training, 500. Study upper spring is 1,085. Leaf spring studies, 0. System maintenance and repair, 1,500. Water catchment diversion is 2,500. Water resources or other, which will be our head basis. Oh, we got a head basis, whatever. Yeah, this is just whatever. 2,500. Spring box, 25,000. Head gate, 1,500. Tax and entertainment, 395. Federal, 5,000. Local, 200. Property, 6,500. State, 600.
Oh, and then I have, okay, offer we put in with something else.
It's all added in there. Right. We put that under the repair and other. Truck bed and
other. Did you want to know about the part?
Yeah, what's okay. The part?
Figure 300 on bank legit.
That's what we put
in there.
Okay, that's what
we're doing. Okay. Okay, well, income 140,025. Projected expenses 174,149.
business was a negative of $33,224.
Okay, it was, I'm sorry, tell me.
Oh, sorry, again. Estimated, I mean, the expenses was $174,149, leaving the balance at negative $33,224. I'd like to add in something here. Would be $25,000 for the Meadow Sandy Springs. That would be paid over time, so that block would not have to be $25,000. That's just what our share would be.
Okay, okay. But the total, this whole total came to $174,000. Correct.
174,149.
Yes. Okay. And we are budgeting.
Ooh. 149,985.
So we got 149,925.
Right. And we are at, we're minus one.
Minus 33.
Well, we got to cut out $33,000. That's
the target for Meadow
Canyon
is $25,000
is
not going to come out of 1 year.
Well, I could be fine, but you still got to get that.
It was 28,000. I would like to see a $10,000 cushion in there, but or even $5,000 if we can pull it to make sure we can cover those taxes at the end of the year. And to cover it, so $10,000 would be ideal.
Well, if you look at building and facilities income, cabin rental, donations, they're all zeros. Maybe.
Correct. But we don't want to count on
I know, but okay. Let's, you know, if we can, put those aside.
We do have one fund to have a little bit in. It keeps getting pulled out.
Well, here's something I'll throw out there. At that negative 33,224, typically that would raise your assessment $110 to $7,000.
And what are the assessments today?
We've already raised $434.
$110, everybody's going to be paying $544.
We cover that need right then, right there.
But we still need a reserve fund.
I understand. We still need a reserve fund, but we have a lot of avenues we can generate income by moving some of the key items that Bill brought up. Helping some of those properties on the side and selling them.
How do we cover the rock every time?
Well, we only really, I mean, the $2,500 to him is going to be paid over time. So, is going to be paid over time. So, it doesn't, so that $3,300 is not what we're going after. We will figure it out, but not our $25,000.
But if you're going to raise, I know, yeah, right. So,
it's going to be paid more than that.
Okay,
so we don't figure it in. Hold on. So, we're not going to figure it in 1 year. That's fine. She wants it, then that's something we need to discuss with him. And nothing's going to be paid until the project is done. So it's kind of a non-spending kind of thing right now. Are we going to use it yet? Are we going to spend it yet? Are we going to pay it yet? The other one is she wants the bottom line. We're showing all these incomes with zeros on them. Right there it goes towards our buffer. I mean, you're right. She wants to account for something that might not happen, and you guys don't want to account for money that might not come in.
Okay.
Money's going to come in, and the buffer will get filled. It may not be what we want, but there's going to be a buffer. So I honestly think we need to work at $8,000, which is our
Think about this. If every person donated, I don't want them to raise the fees. Nobody wants them to raise the fee. If everybody would donate $100 or $125 one time this year to help us do that, we could pay the project. We could pay the project and still break even. If everybody just paid a one time. I don't want
special assessment.
That's right. Well, it doesn't have to be a special assessment. Well, yes, it does. It has to be for one time. But don't raise the fees up to $500.
If we decide to go forward with the stuff in the middle, the contractors are going to want to be paid.
Right.
Sure. So we may say, oh, well, well, we won't have money for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
But once you're in the middle of a project,
you can't
stop. Probably have to go ahead and complete that project.
Well, I'm also within an impression on hearing you guys, we were to reverse you.
That was for the first $1,000.
Okay.
No, that's not right. You need to go back and look at the resolution.
I think it was a
resolution was split all costs going forward when we had funding available.
So we need to create that funding. We need to have a successor. We need to have it
done. Now, one other thing. Can I talk for a second? Okay. One other thing you need to keep in mind is that the $50,000 to improve the spring box is only step two in a we don't know how many steps process of building the water system. This is not the water system. This is just the spring box improvement. You all understand what I'm saying?
Yes, we're at that point.
Because actually building the water system, you know, conservative estimates put that up in the six figures. And we haven't even, you know, addressed that. I mean, we need to study the spring. You know, $2,800 to find out if the spring is improvable. It's pretty unlikely that it's not going to be. It looks really good. But that's step one. That's what we've been working for all along, is to do this in an orderly, logical way.
Okay, but we can't afford to do. We have to do it a little at a time. If you raise those fees, you're going to have screaming and squawking like crazy. But if you can give them a reason that they know that this is what this is going for, you may have a little less resistance.
So the point is, we need water.
Exactly.
We've gotten out water in these reservoirs. We've got to maintain and keep the headgates fixed up. We've got to build up these springs. We know that we have water when the people just have a cabin, that they're going to have water to shower and drink.
But we already have that water. That's not
what
the issue
here.
I'm just really concerned about the economy and how people are getting to pay their dues now. You raise them up another 100 something, you're going to have everybody folding on you.
Yeah.
Because it's going to put them over the top. Sometimes that's not going to be the same.
However, you're talking about raising another $140 each, that would take the assessment up to 5 cents.
No, we're talking about 100 and change.
100 and change?
Yeah.
That's not going to cover the...
No, that's only...
That's only going to give you
That's 33,000. No, we're talking about 33 cents, 11 cents. So, regardless, all I'm saying is you don't want to tip the scale and clash with them.
So I think you're right on the point of at least having it like a donation for those that can, but then how much is going to come in that way? We just don't know.
We don't know. Let's try and see what we can get.
We might need it for.
We have to do that when I first took over to help build a ranch house for Ole and his family.
Yeah, and only a couple people came up with a couple thousand dollars.
Are we to the point where we can put in a spring box? Or is this another year down the road? I mean, I look at the budget, minus the $25,000, which we're not going to accrue that cost this year. Only partly. If we can cut $8,000 or $10,000 out of what we had already budgeted, we can cover some of that cost for the spring box or some of the work.
Right. Oh, break even if we can cut out.
And we agree that we need the water and stuff, but like until
we can save up $25,000 to the spring box, we still don't have the water system. So that's gonna be hundreds of thousands of dollars more.
Until we have a plan set in place, why would we proceed on this year when we don't even have a way to do it?
You can't even meet it in the water committee.
Yeah, we can't even meet it in the water committee. Why are we proceeding on that? We don't have a plan. We can't meet. I believe it needs to be done, but I believe it needs to be done with planning. So we know, hey, are we taking $6,000 now into a fund? $600,000, $300,000, $400,000?
So from that water, just for playing on the computer, numbers change really quick and easy.
Yeah.
On the study after spring.
Yeah.
If we can't do that right now, if we take that off and we take off that
we need to do the
25 and 80, Then what does it come up to?
If you don't have it, we don't have it. What are you going to...
Look at the stuff that was here that we didn't get done last time. And there's 2,000 here, never used from the year before. And look at all the stuff that's in the actuals on the budget, on the P&L and everything. You know, we never spent, but yet we still ended up in a deficit.
You want to just go from the top? Go back through it again?
We can go ahead and stick the same thing number a little bit.
So we think we're at, what, 3,000 something deficit?
No, 7,000.
7,000.
Let's go from the top.
Well,
go back through.
Wait a minute.
I could cut. Just looking right here. I could cut it.
If we leave the budget as is right now,
having been 25,000, cutting off the other line, we have a deficit of $7,139. If we add 5,000 to that as a cushion, for 299 members, it would only be a $40 increase. And then we have a $5 cushion, we have everything paid for as is, and it'd be a one-time assessment increase. And do you think
$40.
Think anybody's got good stuff at? Oh, let's get to 50. Let's get to 50 and call the owner.
And be $474 fee.
No, it would just be one time.
It shows up as your normal assessment, and there's another line item is additional.
What do we call it? Cleaning house.
That doesn't make sense because we don't have anything we can trim off the next year if we don't trim it off.
But we're going to have.
Because we're trying to make the budget.
This year we'll have to try to focus on what we can do to increase the money, like the crops and stuff like that. Well, we haven't figured that out yet. So we have another year to develop that.
Everybody accepted that. The cost of a gallon of milk went up.
Make it up.
The cost of a gallon of water went up. The cost of the soda went up.
$41.
You used to go buy a Big Gulp for $7.11 for 79 cents. Now you pay $1.79.
What is the taxes on that by? What percentage?
Not too much on the taxes.
Not too much on the taxes.
I think our source would probably be to come up with more money. I think we have started the program to death over the years because we're wanting to be national members.
But we've got to
spend it. I think it's the same thing too, back on the Meadow Canyon Sprint. If there's 25,000 this year, when are you going to pay the other half?
Yeah.
The other 25,000.
We need to have 25,000 every year.
We need to generate a way to generate income like you brought up. We need to meet,
I've got a question.
Get the money there.
The thing with the water, this whole water board, everything, so these are completely ignorant questions. I agree we should start collecting the money. I agree if the people are going to pay for it, because using their money is the people. They need to see what they're going to get out of this water project. I think we need to see a guideline of the water project to the completion, what
is the goal? What is the objective? I know you can't name every step, but we need to see what the objective is and some of the major hurdles. What are they going to be and what are your proposals as of now, what they are? And I think we should start collecting some money now. Now, I don't know what the commitment that the board made last year was to you. Was it, if someone, you said it's $50,000. Just to the Springboks, okay, just the Springboks. It was a total of $50,000. You were cut in half, and the board was going to pay for the other half. No.
Go ahead.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, yes. I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get it out because I don't know.
Yeah, that was the agreement. The board decided
is this, okay, since there's a dispute, is this written anywhere?
Yes, it is. It's in the minutes.
Okay.
$50,000?
After next meeting, can we bring the minutes and have that portion read to us?
I can give me a couple minutes and I can find it, Ryan. I'm looking for it right now.
Thank you very much. So, hypothetically, if it is a 50, we'll just run with that. Then we're to repay you when we can, which obviously we'll make a conscious effort to do it. I'm not saying we're going to backward you forever. So, and then we would start the next leg and the next leg to, but we need to know what the legs are. What is the plan? What is the objective? And what are the major hurdles? With that, would be a good information at the next board meeting because your presentation was lacking some of that, I think. And if you're going to ask the board members, and not the board members, but the owners, like me as also an owner, what am I getting out of it for my portion of the assessment going to the Springboks? What do I get? So before you can raise the rate for the Springboks, I think we need to raise them for our daily bills. For expenses have gone up, that I agree. But for the Springboks raise, I think that the members need to know what that assessment's going to and what they're going to get out of it, because it's all a me. What are they getting? So if you can tell us, because I know there's some fogginess towards the end of the project. I don't even know what it's for. I just know there's Springboks, approval, money. What's going to happen? What's the final objective? That's all. And I think that's where some of the communication breakdowns happening. So if we could just get that on the table, that would be great. And
okay, I'm going to,
and I don't think we're that far off on the budget to do anything to address. And I don't have a problem with the one-time assessment or even raising the rate for the course of the month.
I think the members are going to have to, they're going to understand that we have to make a cost of living, and that we don't have to, all that is due to cost of, there's no increases, there we go.
It is what
we've had to raise. There's no things. We're trying, and just simply in the letter, we're trying to curb all expenses we can. We'll try to maintain this. You know, we haven't had a raise for quite a while. We want to try to maintain.
We could break it all down to percentages.
Yes, and you know, we don't have to do all that. They all know things on that. I make motion that we go ahead and just accept that for right now. We've had a lot of stuff. We've had a long day. I think we go ahead and take this information back, and we
okay.
Finalize next month.
No, we can't do that. That's the letter time to go out on December. December 1st.
I think if anybody that paid attention to what happened to the finances of the ranch, which people who pay their assessments, they should, they would know by listening to minutes from the last, I don't know how many years, every year, it's not that the ranch has come up short, but it's just squeaking by. And you look at the projects that have been done, Ben and Dirt Bowl on the previous board said the board and the management have done good with the finances that we've had. But you know, you look at some of the members, and they want different things. They want a better playground. They want better roads to their lots and slide, and they want these things. Well, it comes with a cost. And I think they would be understand. I can see if you bumped it up $100, they would freak out. But
$40, I don't think they would.
$40, $50.
We might be $450 more. $41 increase
that
we cover our budget.
I really think that the board should consider that with the projects, water up in the meadow, roads.
Well, that's more than actually raising it.
We're going to have $30,000 for the base system at the rocket.
Yes, that's also a big
problem. We're going to have to pay for that, too.
Yeah.
But we have,
you see what I mean? There's these projects. I think, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. I like, but I can see in the future that it's going to have to come across.
And unfortunately, you need to make that decision today because I have to send the bills on.
Well, somebody needs to make the motion.
So,
didn't you just make the motion?
I made a motion. We can't
raise it. Can we increase it or are we stand?
We can't raise it again for 3 years.
Right.
So,
never.
So,
but you can still do a project like we talked about.
But
I think we need to start putting a special assessment towards the water development and say, okay, one time this year, right, we need to donate $100 extra or $50 or whatever.
I would just raise the assessment. Look at what we've proposed for the last 3 years as far as, you know, everything that we've read. Yeah, you know, it's consistently 170, 180,000. At the end of the year, we don't come near to that. If you raise the assessments, you're going to come close to those 170, 180,000 as an income.
Can we sneak it by like going 490?
Not at the 500. If he has
the 490,
doesn't
sound quite as bad.
It
does.
It's
the fours.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first
time. Okay. Count a second. All right. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to be very, very aware of paragraph 8 under annual dues, where it says annual increases. Annual dues assessed. Increases in annual dues assessed shall be less than 10% in any given year. That's how we wound up at that 434 number, if you remember. So you can only raise dues $43.
Well, I'm saying 41. That gives you
$247. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm hearing 50, I'm hearing 100. You know, just be aware of that.
We forgot paying, ma'am. We forgot that.
Max, go to the 475, 477.
Whatever the max is.
Well, add $40, 434 is 474. I know that, but you can do 10%, and we're at 430 something now. So if you're at 434, you can add $43, which would make us 477.
Give it a shiny number, like
469.99. Yeah. And you get two if you pay $19.
I
motion
that we increase
the
annual dues to
$477 a year. I'll second that motion. Okay, Jody. Okay, motion to $477 and then Jody. Why? I'm paying
it this $434. People ask me, I could not tell them.
It's a round
number. And you don't remember
that.
That's
why
I think
it's
$35. Can I just throw something in there? I think with the raise of the assessment, I think the membership would be a lot of bang for their buck when you look at it. You look at the road projects.
Maybe we'll start to get some attention from the members, too, and maybe they'll...
Can you put this quote on the bill?
you look at what's happening and what is...
I think we have to go before 75.
We're doing a lot. What we're set up here is we actually are starting to move. I think a move forward from where we...